To be mamshik with halachas that we began with halachas of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, began with halachas of Shlishim Kedem Chag. It's another halacha which comes up as a minig, maybe Shlishim Kedem Chag, but comes up more of a halacha when it comes to Erev Pesach, as the Yushalmi Pesachim brings down. And it's also for a person to eat chametz. It's also for a person to eat, matzah on Erev Pesach. And the Yushalmi compares as a person who eats matzah on Erev Pesach, the baller resus with base chamov. And the Yushalmi says somebody who's baller resus with base chamov is like the attack of the Rambam Paskins that way. The Rambam brings down that it's also to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, like we support in the Yushalmi and the Bavli as well. And the Rambam writes this Lashon as well, that it's similar to a Bavli Sos. And the Rambam writes that a person who does it will be Loike. The Rambam's Lashon is Loike Achatetze Nafsha, which means Ad V'Layad B'Chlal. The Dharma is a very strong Lashon, and all the Rishonim and the Pais can bring down very strong Lashon when it comes to this Isser of Achilas Matzah on Erev Pesach. The normal Paskin is like this as well. It's Asti Matzah, and that's the way Paskin is Asti Matzah on Erev Pesach. When it comes to the reason for this, the Pais can bring down two or three basic reasons. Some say that it's a smachta on a pasuk, not a real smachta, but they say that it's connected to the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Be'erev toichel matzahs mashma dafka be'erev dafka once Pesach starts, but not before then." Others said that it has to do with in order to eat l'tayavin, you want to be able to enjoy the taste of the matzah, since matzah is such a chashuv mitzvah. I want to make sure that we enjoy it, therefore we refrain from eating it the whole Erev Pesach. And others say, in order to the way the Rambam says, in order to have a hecker between the achilas matzah that we have the whole year, people can eat matzah the whole year, and the achilas matzah of lel haseder, which is a mitzvah, in order to have a hecker, in order to have a break in between the two achilas, we make this break of Erev Pesach. So that way it's clear that when we're eating the matzah on the Seder, it's eating the matzah in a way which is Letzarech HaMitzvah. Those are the three reasons why the Vash we do it. Now, we shouldn't discuss exactly when the Zman of this Isser begins. It says that this Isser on Erev Pesach, when exactly it begins. The Baal HaMa'ar and the Rush hold that it only begins from Shah Sirius. It begins from when there's an Isser of Achilles Chametz. That's when it begins also the Isser of Achilles Matzah. However, the Ramban, and this is the way the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Ramban says that it's the whole day. And that's the way the Ramah says. The Ramah says the whole day will be Asr. The Mishnah Berurah says, when does the whole day begin? It begins from Alayis HaShachar. However, there are those that are Chaylik on the Mishnah Berurah. The Magen Avraham is Chaylik. Magen Avraham holds that the Isser does not begin from Alayis HaShachar. Rather, the Isser already begins from the night before. Since already the night before, we say Albir Chametz. We make the bracha, but when we do bedikas chametz, we say the bracha al bir chametz. Already then is already considered to be the time at the beginning of bir chametz, even though we don't have to get rid of the chametz until the next day. And therefore, the Magen Avraham holds that a person should already stop and refrain from eating, yields that the ikra isser is already from the night before. That's lagabi the ikra alocha. The ikra alocha either begins from leis shachar or from the night before. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that many of the midig to already start this isser achila, to already start this, to refrain from eating matzah already on Rosh Chodesh, and some have the minig. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down this minig. The Moshe brings down this minig. Some already start from Lamed Yom Kedem Chag. The Moshe over there is Masber in Orchaim Chelak Aleph Kufnun Hey. That the reason why people are makbed already from 30 days before, since like we mentioned, there's halacha of learning the halachas of Pesach Shleishim Kedem Chag. So that's already when we're involved in the process of getting rid of chametz, so involved in the process of learning the halachas, and therefore you shleishim kedem chag. Dr. Moshe says, where does Rosh Chodesh come from? So Moshe says that since there is a shita we mentioned last week, a shita of Shimon Gamliel holds that you don't have to do it shleishim kedem chag. All you need is 2 weeks before Pesach to start learning the halachas. Therefore, since 30 days is too difficult for people to stop eating matzah 30 days before, therefore you can be mekel like this minig is to be mekel like of Shimon Gamliel shita only 2 weeks before. And therefore, it's either 30 days or from Rosh Chodesh. And others say the reason why shleishim is that we find that when it comes to halacha of bircha shachianim, if a person hasn't seen his friend for 30 days, a person can make a shachianah after 30 days. We see that the excitement of seeing something new comes dafka after 30 days, and therefore 30 days is this man when there's going to be an excitement, and therefore we want to stop from 30 days. This halacha and this minig applies both to Anashim and Nashim, and applies to Ketanim as well. When exactly applies to Ketanim? So Rabbi Yashar gives the shir is that once they're able to understand, once they're able to be involved in the mitzvah, they got to Bincha B'Yoyimahu, which Rabbi Yashar says at Berach, the age of 5, they can already understand some aspect of CPTS Mitzrayim. Already at that point, it's also for them to be eating matzah on Erev Pesach. Again, the minig of 30 days before, the minig of 2 weeks before, L'chari, that minig Lav Dafka has to apply to children. Definitely this Isser would apply to children once it already comes to come. We'll discuss tomorrow exactly which matzah is included in the Itzer.